I am Plata on the line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Margot Kane joins me now, the distinguished founder of Full Circle First Nations Performance and its artistic managing director, is on to preview the Talking Stick Festival, which begins this week, Wednesday, the 14th of February, and runs until the 24th. It's the 17th annual event, and it'll be a good chance to look back at the festival that's seemingly grown year after year. It's a gathering of over 18,000 Indigenous and non-Indigenous attendees, enjoying 11 days of traditional and contemporary visual arts, film, theater, dance, and music. I'll get Ms. Kane to tell us about what to expect. Visit talkingstickfest.ca for tickets and information. Margot Kane is a Cree Saulteaux performing artist known for her monodrama works, Moon Lodge and Confessions of an Indian Cowboy. She toured the country in the late 1970s and 1980s in the Ecstasy of Rita Joe. Full Circle was established in 1992, and she was recently named a member of the Order of Canada. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Margot Kane. Ms. Kane, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having us.
So this is the 17th annual festival, and I guess it's just grown year after year, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It was slow to grow, and then it just seemed to build and build. So that's very rewarding for us all.
Yeah, I mean, I was reading 18,000 attendees a year.
Well, I don't stand and count them. I hope there's that many.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get more venues.
but I just want to, because I hear the buzz online on Twitter and Facebook and the sort, and this is just my observation of it. People are talking about it year after year. Is this something that you could have imagined, say, 17, 18 years ago when you started this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, was this the goal, I guess?
Well, the goal has always been to, you know, we always have the big goals, but it just took a long time to get there. And some of it is just that we don't, there's no other festival like us.
Uh-huh.
So gathering Indigenous artists and giving them a place to perform takes a lot of time, and, there's a development that's required, not only for the artists to present their work, but also for us to develop our capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And in the funding situation that we've had, it's been a slow go, but we really try and include as many people as we can, not just artists, but community members, and do a lot of pay what you can to make sure that people who want to come and see the festival can come and not be restricted by financial situations or those kind of factors, or students and seniors that, you know, they need to, we want to make sure that we're inclusive to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So one way that it's evolved, and I was just looking at the list of events, is the Real Reservation Showcase. I mean, people have been making short films on iPhones and Snapchat. I mean, that stuff wasn't around 17 years ago, was it?
No, that's right. And I think also the thing is what we try to do is we work with individual artists or people like Colin Van Loon, who's running the Real Reservation. This is his brainchild. And so our hope is that we'll attract more artists who want to produce and make events happen.
Mm-hmm.
For themselves and their community, because we are a multidisciplinary festival. But I couldn't possibly, do the best for every artistic discipline. So when you find someone like Colin who wants to really develop the Real Reservations and the Snapchats and all of that, then
mm-hmm.
then that's a bonus for us. That means that we can call on that curator to develop that programming for that community.
There's also a series. It's between the 16th and the 19th. It's a 4-day forum where you'll have, among other things, a discussion with not only, say, artists and producers, but also audience members as to strengthening and developing the Indigenous arts. That's something that's important, especially because, I mean, you do want to have a diversity of voices at the end of the day. And this is one way you start talking about this stuff, right?
Well, I think, yes. There are a number of different constituencies that we're asking and calling to the tables, the round tables or the talking circles or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It is really to for the community to not only come to know itself, but for a non-Native community to come to know the perspective of Indigenous artists and Indigenous community and where art falls within their cultural practice or where culture falls within their art practice, and how do we relate well together? How do we share our work with presenters and directors and artistic community that are non-Native? How do we share with them and help them understand our worldview and the differing perspectives that we have around why we create art and where it sits in our community? So it's a way of building towards this reconciliation that we're talking about, where we become to understand each other and the various perspectives that Indigenous people have as well. So we're not just very monolithic. We come from a variety of perspectives, as you can imagine. So yeah. The industry series is a great place also for our own Indigenous community to gather together and share ideas and challenges that we have, so that we feel more like an artistic community and not so spread out and scattered. Mm-hmm. And then we get a number of people from across Canada that come to this as well. You know?
Yeah. Now, would I be correct to say, Margot, that the powwow event on the 24th, year after year, is that what the most popular thing is?
I'm sorry?
The powwow event?
Oh, goodness, yes. It's really grown. I mean, first couple of years, it was very, very small. Mm-hmm. And it's really grown. And it's just, this year we're closing the festival with a powwow and then a big wrap party later in the evening. And the powwow is just a wonderful place for people to bring their children and for Native and non-Native, and for us all to come and be together in the roundhouse and dance and do crafts and visit with each other. So it's a great event.
Yeah, and spoken word will also be showcased throughout the
well,
festival.
we have a called Talking Stick to Microphone, a slam at the Café du Soleil every year, and this is an event that is curated by a spoken word artist, and it's also in memory of Zacchaeus Jackson, who was with us for too short a time. He was a great spoken word artist, Indigenous man across the country. He was he did a lot of youth work and a lot of work at various festivals, and we were really grateful to have him. So it's named in his honor as well. You know, we like to remember him and the impact he's had upon our youth.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, Margot, that you're known for is your work in the theater, of course, monodrama. The arts for you has obviously provided a career over the years, but also a chance to heal and a way out. Did you find year after year people coming up to you during the festival and saying that it did the same for them?
I don't know. I don't know if I have that many intimate stories about that process, but I do know that there any number of people that I've met along the way who have been inspired by the festival. Mm. And it's given them hope, and it's given them, you know, inspiration. And, I do hope that we can continue to be a beacon for those artists and those people who love to be creative, and for those children who like to come and take part in the festival. We feel that the arts play a very important role in the development of our communities. We need the arts in our communities. So, you know, this is a way for us to provide inspiration for our young people coming up, and pride in their culture and in their expression of themselves, whether it be a more contemporary or traditional expression. That there's value in having the arts in your life. So we feel very strongly about that.
Yeah, and it just adds something, doesn't it, to one's identity, one's I guess feeling of community as well, when they not only participate in the arts, but even say they just go to an event as part of Talking Stick, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's just and there's just such a variety of different expressions, you know, so yeah. It's a multidisciplinary festival. So if you're a poet, or if you're a dancer, if you're a singer, if you're a visual artist, if, you know, there's just it's just all around, and you get really inspired by the depth and the richness of the artistic practice in our community. So it's inspiring to anyone. You don't have to be Indigenous to be inspired by it. It's quite fun. I mean, yeah. There's still things I would like to do that were, even after all this time, there's still things that we would like to be able to present, but we're still working towards those goals.
Yeah, and so the job of the being the artistic director at Full Circle, I mean, that's a year-round thing, isn't it? It's not just the first few weeks of the year as you're planning it, right?
Yes, that's right. That's for sure.
Yeah. What? But back to this idea of being a beacon and being a role model. Have you found that personally rewarding as well?
Well, I do. I mean, I think that's part of why I do things. I really want to bring my family, my peoples together. Uh-huh. I want to feel that I'm contributing, that I'm serving my community, that as an artist, I have talents and gifts that other people don't have. So I want to make sure that I'm sharing that and that other people can reap the benefit of that. That brings me joy when we're sharing together, you know.
Yeah.
That's part of the principles and the values that come from our traditional knowledge is building strong community by sharing the gifts you have.
Yeah, and that also means for the young as well, who might think that they have nothing to contribute. I mean, there is great value in their contributions, isn't there?
Well, there is, and I mean, I think when I was young, very young, and I was searching, trying to figure out whether I was going to go to university or if I was going to pursue an artistic career or how I was going to do it or what path should I walk and all of this. I mean, it really was, for me, the inspiration to use the gifts and the talents that I had. That spurred me on. It gave me a reason to live. It gave me a reason, gave me a focus. And I think all young people can, share in that understanding. I think my earliest work, traveling and working with the role model, the National Native Role Model Program in Canada, and working with other counselors and social workers, and bringing theater and art to our community. So it's really about, sharing the gifts you have and guiding young people to say you too have something very, very valuable to offer society, and to not forget that, and to remind them that they have to seek out their own expression of themselves, and that, that they had a role to play.
Yeah.
They had a role to play in the world. So for me, the youth work has been just like, and the community work is, community development work has been very, is at the root of a lot of what I do, in order to share in the joy and the art and the fulfillment of being creative in the world.
Yeah, well, long may it continue, and best wishes for this year's festival. I appreciate your time. We're talking a couple of days before this thing starts, and I'm sure you're tremendously busy. So I really appreciate your time.
Yes, no worries. Thanks very much for your call.
Visit talkingstickfest.ca for tickets and information. The Talking Stick Festival runs starting Wednesday, the 14th of February, through to the 24th. Margot Kane joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.